Gus just said outside that, you know, looking at you this year compared to last year, it seems like you just have a little more poise. You have an extra step ahead of where you might be a year ago. You feel that? And where does that come from?
I feel a lot more comfortable with the defense. I think it comes from me being in the second year of the same defense.
It helps you all the way, you know, get a step ahead, you get the defense in, but you're just a step faster now, right?
Yeah, during the off season, I try to improve athletically, and then in the classroom with Coach Walker, you know, we really beat up the plays and try to diagnose it to see what's everyone's responsibility. So we just try our best to be on all cylinders, and in the classroom, and this being my second time going around, you know, just a lot more comfortable, and I could take less steps on getting to places.
I'm reading John Osher's story on Jaguars.com this morning about you don't really read the headlines that say, oh, this guy's a year better, this guy's, you know, the second round pick a year ago, he should be this. You don't pay attention to that. You can't.
Oh, definitely. You know, we want to ignore that noise, you know, because it can, that building up all that hype means nothing until you actually do it. So I'm just focused on steadying with the process, trying to get better every day, and hopefully that will make Jaguar headlines.
So you got two more practices this week, mini camp next week. What's left for you to achieve the next week?
As a collective, as a defense, and as defensive back specifically, to gel together for us to, you know, definitely be accountable for our responsibilities on every play, and you know, being a lockdown defense.
On learning from what you were doing, learning from the mistakes that I've made, you know, in the start of OTAs, and then, you know, learning from the things I've done right, how you can improve those things, and continuing to do that, you know, eliminating mental errors, eliminating bad balls, continuing to work on the things I'm trying to work on.
How are you doing on that?
It's good. It's coming really good. You know, meeting every morning with Coach Fish, and, you know, having Chad and Ricky and Steven be able to bounce things off of, and then, you know, obviously getting the reps, I think, is the best way for me to try and progress. It's to be on the field and watch Chad do it, and then I get an opportunity to go do it, and learning from times when I mess up, and trying to do better at times that I succeed.
Gus rather used the word poised. How do you develop poise? You just got to, like, get scared more in the pocket and
yeah.
You just get used to it?
You know, I don't know. I think, I think it's a good quality for a quarterback to have. I think it's just something that kind of comes with the territory. I think being able to stay calm and collected and, make decisions and, you know, keep the rest of the offense poised.
Are you asking less questions in the room or just as many as you were 3 weeks ago?
Just as many, because we're continuing to install. So it's the same amount, if not more, you know, trying to learn as much as possible from everybody in the room.
Are you much of a NASCAR fan at all?
A little bit. I think being in Orlando, being close to the 500 in Daytona, my dad and his brothers have gone to the Twins, every year for forever. So, I definitely do watch it and pay attention to it.
So was Jamie a bit of a surprise though?
Yeah. I mean, it was awesome to be able to see him and talk to him and hang out and watch him run around and do some stuff on the football field. So that was definitely really cool.
Like, how do you approach this actually? Do you try to judge yourself every day or sort of just look at the big picture over a couple of weeks? How do you approach that?
I think taking it day by day, you talk about going into a season and taking it one game at a time, you know, kind of that type of attitude going into it and saying, you know, this is what I'm going to work on today, this is what I'm going to try to do, and I'm going to try to raise the bar in these categories and improve on these things.
Been watching a little baseball the last couple of nights?
Yeah, the Rebs are headed to Omaha, so that's awesome, you know, proud of them, you know, happy for my brother that his freshman year he gets to go play in the College World Series, so wish them the best of luck, and I'll definitely be watching that.
Big hit the other day too.
He did. That was a great series. Louisiana Lafayette was a good team, and Ole Miss played really well, so that was fun to watch.
Blake, have you ever gotten to a point in any time of these OTAs where you kind of feel yourself mentally either wearing out or wearing down in any way?
You know, I think just trying to compartmentalize things, trying to learn as much as possible, but understanding that there's times to shut it down. You know, you leave the building, you go home, shut it down for a little bit, take a mental break from football and then get back into it and go over, you know, what you need to know for the next day. I think being able to do that, you know, helps you out a lot and allows you to continue to learn and really stay focused and, on top of it.
So each night you are thinking about or in some way what you have to get done that next day.
Yeah.
Start the process.
Yep. Go home and drive home. You go eat dinner. You go do something, and kind of turn it off and take a break, and then start again up. What you need to learn, what you need to go over to be ready for the meetings in the morning.